Local area volunteers will present Athens in Harmony Sunday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Foundry in downtown Athens. Joining me in the studio to talk about this event, please welcome executive producer Pat Priest and Noah Johnson, co-founder and vice president of the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us, Mike.
Yes, absolutely. So I'd like to start with Pat, you've been a part of Athens in Harmony from the beginning, have you not?
Yes, we both have. We've worked together from the beginning. That's how I got to know Noah, my friend and colleague on this venture.
I didn't know that. Can you tell us a little bit about how this project got started?
Well, I was at a vigil, really, at the City Hall, and I saw Noah's wife, Mocha, leading this protest about violence against people of color and also violence against police at that time. But mostly we were mourning the fact that Philando Castile had been killed and the policeman who killed him did not face any consequences. And I saw Mocha, a very strong, important person in town, engaging with our police chief, Scott Freeman. And I'd had this idea for a time, and I thought, oh, those two should be my MCs and of the show. And I thought, now is the time. And so I turned to Mocha and Noah, because they also produce the Athens Hip Hop Awards, and asked them for help in bridging this music scene that is so well known. The white music scene is better known, and the black music scene should be better known. And so we've done, each year we do blind draws. She and I sit down and we turn over pieces of paper one at a time and say, wow, that will work. It seems like magic, doesn't it?
Definitely.
So a blind draw, we match people.
So Athens in Harmony is actually a concert, a benefit concert,
yes,
right?
Yes, thank you. Back to basics.
And honestly, I didn't mention that up front, so let's just go with that. Athens in Harmony is a benefit concert blending dozens of artists across racial and genre lines. Can you talk a little bit, Noah, can you tell us about who's performing this year?
Well, this year we have, like every year, it's always a different set of artists. It's the task of finding 20 artists that we haven't had in the past year is always something. And it's exciting also because we meet new artists sometimes and we get to connect with artists that we've been wanting to connect with over the years. It's a fundraiser for Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement, which we focus on racial and social justice in town, you know, with programs like bail reform program, the teen social justice. You know, we've done things like taking kids to the March for Our Lives, keeping them engaged in community and just learn how to be better citizens and, you know, exercise their communication and leadership skills. So this will help continue that work.
Yes. Now, this is the third year, the fourth year?
The fourth year, right.
And what have been some of the highlights from previous years?
Oh man. Definitely some of the duets.
Well, no, I have to say your performance.
Oh.
So last year I suggested that my husband Neil, who's a great singer, get together with Noah, and they had two other men, and they sang, what was it,
Get Ready by the Temptations.
By the Temptations, and they sang and danced and clapped, and it was quite a hit.
Yeah, it was definitely like, you know, I've performed for a couple of years, but this was my favorite performance ever.
And you and Neil, the sort of producer's prerogative to have our husbands, Mocha's husband Noah here, and they're performing again in a quintet this time, a special song that's going to be fun. But mostly the show is duets, so we have 10 duos this year, a trio and a quintet, and we put these people together. They don't know each other. They have to choose a single song to sing. And most of them, all of them really, are recognizable songs, very fun or very moving. This year we have songs by Lauryn Hill, Macy Gray, an Elvis tune, Carole King. And then at the end, I think that's also the highlight.
Yes.
At the end we sing, if you want to tell about it.
Well, we all come together and sing Peace, Give Peace a Chance in the end. So it's pretty amazing with the band and all the artists, and we usually do a different rendition where we have hip hop artists come up and do a verse in the end, you know, that's related to the song and the message.
And it is a plea, really. It's a prayer for peace, to give peace a chance. And I remember bringing that song to you guys, and you guys were not sure about it. I was like, really, this can work? And so, as he said, we choose people who are the hip-hop artists, and we weren't sure if that would work.
Yeah.
They replaced John Lennon's lyrics, which are kind of nonsensical, and it brings this energy, and it is, oh, and because there's so many people in Athens who are great singers, the whole audience sings along.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, we definitely was a little resistance when she first brought the song to the table.
Yes.
Now, Pat, when we first started the discussion, you made reference to the very first Athens in Harmony and the things that were going on in Athens that prompted that event, the first Athens in Harmony. When you guys put this together, did you envision this being an annual event?
I think we knew it would work year after year. It is hard, let me tell you. This is not a simple thing to pull off because, as I said, strangers are paired and they have to find time in such a busy period. I mean, having it here at the beginning of the year makes it especially challenging. We work through the holidays to pull this off, and we try to make sure that people are practicing. And this year, for example, we have two Hispanic singers and someone from Japan who is singing. So this is even kind of a fatter, bigger show with even more of fun and talent and gospel singers who people may not know but who will be wowed by. So every year we do try to add something new.
Now, as a reminder, this is a fundraiser for the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement. Noah, as the vice president, can you tell me what the mission of your organization is?
Well, right now, you know, we have programs that we want to see continue to run and to grow and relationships, you know, with those programs. So like I mentioned before, the teen social justice is definitely one of our priorities, and we try to work on the school-to-prison pipeline and create relationships with, you know, local school professionals, superintendents, and different things like that to try to help offset some of those numbers where kids are not graduating and ending up in the prison system. So,
and y'all recently had that call for books and gathered more than 1,000 books for the jail in Clark County.
Yes, that's something else we'd work on, bail and books. So trying to get books to the inmates who want to learn and, you know, wanting the resources. And also we're working on a bailout program to where people that have misdemeanor crimes that can't afford to get out around the holidays, Valentine's Day, different things like that, deserve to be with their family. So we're taking a public action to do it ourselves. The best way to stay engaged is to see what we have going on and when, because sometimes there's pop-up events that are response to a current event situation that just happened. So the best way is to log on to aadmovement.org and to sign up for our newsletter, and we have a calendar of events, so you'll see everything there.
And this is a volunteer organization. Can you give people an idea of how they might come and volunteer with you?
Again, I would say the best way is to go to that website, and there's also a tab for volunteering. And we have monthly meetings, usually the first Saturday, and you can attend that monthly meeting and, you know, find out what programs we're working on, what needs support, and decide where you want to lend your volunteering services.
Right, right. So the event is coming up on January the 20th at 7 o'clock, which is a Sunday, 7 p.m. at the Foundry in downtown Athens. What can you say about the venue or anything unique about what people can look forward to this year?
Well, let me say doors open at 6, and tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the day of the show. And it's very likely to sell out.
Yes.
And last year we turned lots of people away, so we hope people will get there soon. Get their tickets soon.
Sure.
So, you know, I think the Foundry is just a fantastic place to have events. There's something about that, the seating that is sort of upward, such that you feel like you're all around a campfire almost. Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderful, but it's also great for us because of the green room. And we are really all about building not only a great show, but building relationships. So in the green room, we'll have food for the performers, and we want them to get to know each other. We want these 20 people to become friends, maybe later be bandmates or do special projects together. And that has happened in the past.
Yes.
So we're very happy about those collaborations and bridging that divide in Athens between people of color. And it's a very exciting thing to have happen.
Yeah, I definitely agree. That's very important. You know, we want people to get out of their comfort zones. You know, we think that's one of the best ways for you to empathize with other people's situations, by getting out of your comfort zone. So a lot of these artists, their first time meeting, they collaborate on other projects later, And, you know, that's just awesome. And
we're also bridging that divide between the police force in Athens and the Athens anti-discrimination movement and other people. So in years past, Chief Freeman was our co-host. He was fantastic.
Definitely.
He's going to be so hard to replace. He was wonderful. But we have replaced him with someone from the police department who is also wonderful, a chaplain with ACCPD named Shane Sims. And
yes.
So he'll be great, but we will definitely miss Chief Freeman.
This sounds like an event that is uniquely geared to bringing people together.
Yes.
At a time when we feel, I think, pretty well sharply divided. As you wrapped up last year, did you get a sense of how successful you had been in that objective?
Yeah, I would say every year, especially the grand finales, it just makes you feel like everybody gets the message, they get the idea, and you see people dancing on the floor together, you know, just engaging. And
people don't want to leave, you know.
That's true.
The performers and the audience say it's one of the best nights ever in Athens,
yes.
If I may say so myself. And I think that I think that plea at the end for peace, that is what we're looking for, is peace between police officers and people of color and others, and between
the
community, building community. And I have to say that each year I tell my husband right about now, like, remind me, I look him right in the eyes, not to do this again, because it's very stressful and very time consuming. But then that night, that
it goes
night
so well.
Is so special.
Yeah.
I mean, after the first one, we couldn't even go a year before we did it again.
Ooh,
because
true.
It was so much in demand that we end up doing it again maybe 3 months later or something like that. So.
Yeah, so when we say four, we've actually had three bunches of new people getting to know each other.
Got it.
Yeah.
What parting thoughts would you like to share with the listeners about this event or about your organization?
It's kind of hard to explain the event. You have to be there. So make sure you get a ticket and you're there, because words just can't do it. You have to experience it. And, you know, I want to thank Pat for even reaching out to us again. You know, we have became very good friends. I consider her one of my closest friends in town through this event.
I'm
hoping that everybody, you know, get to experience that same thing from coming out to the event, from collaborating together and things like that. For us, our organization, we're really focused on trying to assist Athens in being a liberal town, as being a town that stands in solidarity, a town that cares about all its people, no matter your financial situation, your race, or anything. So that's what we're working towards, and making sure that while we're doing that, people don't fall between the cracks that are in the marginalized communities.
I can't top that. And we have fun doing it and meet special people doing it.
Pat Priest, executive producer for Athens in Harmony, which takes place Sunday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Foundry in downtown Athens. Tickets may be purchased online at thefoundryathens.com. And Noah Johnson, co-founder and vice president of the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement, along with his wife, Mocha Johnson. Congratulations to all of you for putting together such an amazing, positive, enriching event.
Thank you.
For more information about this event or the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement, you can visit aadmovement.org. For tickets to the event, thefoundryathens.com. Pat, Noah, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.